on this day, the fifth day of the week that is dedicated to the priesthood and to the Eucharist, we see one of the beautiful actions and demonstrations of the holy priesthood of Jesus Christ in the Gospel, here, the Gospel of St. John. He is invited to a Pharisee's house. The Pharisee happened to be also called Simon, just like Peter, but it's not Peter. In the meantime, he treated Christ with some kind of disdain, and our Lord reprimands him for it. But there was a sinful woman. And of course, this is not Mary Magdalene. This is not Mary of Bethany. It's another woman. There are many sinners in the kingdom of God. We can't all blame it all on Mary Magdalene. It's another woman. And she was a sinner, a public sinner. And she comes in, and as our Lord says, she begins to kiss him and greet him. Simon did not greet him as he was supposed to, according to the laws of etiquette of Israel. He was disdainful. And the woman, then, when he sat down, when he rested with his feet behind him, as was the custom, she began to weep on his feet and wash his feet with her tears. They were so copious because she was truly sorry for her sins. She recognized what she was and who she was, and that she needed to make reparation to God for her sins. And then, with her very copious hair, she dried his feet and then broke a flask of costly nard. And, of course, once it was broken, it was impossible for it to be put back together. It was alabaster, and there was perfume in there, the kind of perfume which was also used for the burial of the dead. So here we have also a prophetic action on the part of Jesus, who was about to die. And so she washed his feet with her tears and then poured this holy oil, perfumed oil, on his feet and dried it again with her hair. And of course, everybody was thinking to themselves, which our Lord could hear everything they said or thought. If he was really a prophet, he would know what kind of woman this is that is touching him. And our Lord then reprimands Simon. I came, and you did not greet me with a kiss. She has not ceased kissing me. You did not wash my feet, which was the custom, but she has not ceased washing my feet with her tears and with this costly nard, and drying my feet with her hair. You were supposed to do this, who think you are so holy and so high and mighty, and you did not do it. Yet this woman, this sinful woman, has done so. So she forgives her sins, and they all scandalize. Who but God alone can forgive sins? And then she tells her to go. Her sins are forgiven, to sin no more. And this is the thing that is very important, that many people think that our Lord looked lightly upon the sins of individuals who were in his life. He was surrounded by sinners, one worse than the other. But he never approved of the sins. But he loved them and came to give his life and shed his blood for them on the cross and throughout the Passion. And so he tells them, and he tells you and me, go and sin no more. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.